Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4, and as always, it's a pleasure to deliver these local messages to you to keep you updated on what's going on in county. First off, I want to start with announcements for our senior population, thanks to Director Celine Steckles of Citizen Services providing this information. Bureau of Aging and Disabilities updates. The senior centers have reopened, and each center is open on a staggered basis. Appointments are required to attend activities at each center. Please contact your representative or respective senior center for days of operation and for the listing of scheduled events. iPads are available for senior attendees who wish to attend virtually but do not have the technology to do so. For more information, please contact the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities at 410-386-3800. They also are offering a drive-through shredding event, which will be held at the Westminster Senior Center on June 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. Also, please contact the same number, 410-386-3800, for information. You don't want any of your personal documentation to fall in the wrong hands, so this is a really good benefit to have. Chronic disease self-management is a series of workshops for adults of all ages who have ongoing health problems, chronic pain, or who have lived with someone that does. Workshops consist of 6 sessions held on Tuesday, beginning May 18th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Living Healthy, Living Well workshops offer a hands-on opportunity to discover solutions that work with life, health concerns, and pain. So please take advantage and contact the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities. We also have rental assistance. If you're being evicted or behind on paying your rent, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program can help. Please contact Human Services Program of Carroll County for additional information on this program and see if you qualify. That number is 410-386-6620. Those individuals within 80% or below of the area median income can qualify. So if you need help, please take advantage of that program. Also, I'm all about getting outside and enjoying the outdoors. Our planning department is looking for public input on the Patapsco Regional Gateway in Carroll and Howard counties. The Baltimore Regional Transportation Board has the Metropolitan Planning Organization for the Baltimore region seeks public input through Friday, June 11th on a section of the Patapsco Regional Gateway in Carroll County and Howard counties. In 2017, the board approved the concept for the Patapsco Regional Gateway, which will be used by bicyclists, hikers, runners, walkers, and in some locations, horses. To date, over 12 miles of the gateway have been completed. The board seeks your input on the Sykesville to McKeldin segment, which will add another 8.5 miles to the gateway. A virtual story map and survey outlines the alignment options and offers an opportunity to viewers to provide feedback. Those interested in commenting can also provide input through the virtual public meeting on Thursday, May 27th at 6:30, or emailing m503@publicinput.com. As most people know, I'm a very strong advocate of outdoor activities, so this would be fantastic for us. The goals of this program are to explore the opportunities and challenges of the trail alignments, identify design details, encourage the public in key decisions, and prepare a 30% design document that will carry the project into its final design and construction. The Patapsco Regional Gateway maps the main alignment of a 40-mile stretch shared-use trail traveling through Patapsco Valley from Sykesville and Carroll County to Baltimore's Inner Harbor. The trail, when completed, will pass near the communities of Sykesville, Merrittsville, Woodstock, Daniels, Oella, Ellicott City, Catonsville, Elkridge, Halethorpe, Baltimore Highlands, and Cherry Hill. The Patapsco Regional Gateway will serve as a region-wide asset and provide nearby communities with a sustainable transportation route and miles of recreational trails. This is an absolutely wonderful program. I want to thank Air Director Linda Eisenberg for providing the information and all the hard work her and her staff are putting into this. Also, want to take time to mention our volunteer fire departments, and I'd like to thank Director Bob McCoy, our Director of EMS Services, for providing this. May is the beginning of carnival season for the volunteer fire companies in Carroll County. However, with COVID restrictions that are still in place and many companies have canceled or postponed their carnivals. To assist with fundraising, many companies are conducting drive-through meals. Please visit your local company's social media platforms to stay informed on their fundraising activities and support your local fire stations when they have their events. So thank you, Director McCoy, for that notification. Also have a notification here from Director Jeff Daggetts in Recreation and Parks. Youth fishing tournament at Crimgold Park on Sunday, May 23rd, ages 15 and under, 8 a.m. to noon. I will be there at noon to give out the trophies and prizes to those little fishermen. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. There's also a 5K virtual doggy dash. Registration accepted through the 24th of May. Entrants have 30 days to complete fun run with your pooch on your own. Proceeds benefit Bennett Surf and South Carroll Dog Park. So if you're a dog lover, that's a big thing to get into. Go check the county website and register. Registrations are now being accepted for the annual Bruce Dottinger Memorial Golf Tournament held September 3rd at Oakmont Green Golf Course. All proceeds to benefit Carroll County Park Legacy Fund. Many programs and camps are accepting registration now with summer approaching, including both virtual and in-person activities. Please visit ccrecpark.org or call 410-386-2103 for more information. Thank you, Director Daggett, for the information. Summertime's on its way, and we all want to get outside and enjoy ourselves. Speaking of being outside, Carroll County Farm Museum presents Food Truck Sunday Fun Day. June 13th, noon to 5, free admission. So get out to the Carroll County Farm Museum and enjoy the food trucks. And up in Commissioner Wance's district, there is the Toytown Farmers Market, May 22nd, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Thunderhead Bowl and Grill parking lot. So please get out there and enjoy Toytown and Commissioner Wance's district. And over in Commissioner Weaver's district, there is the Hampstead Farmers Market, June 5th, 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. That is at the Panther Sports Academy, formerly North Carroll High School. So get out there in Commissioner Weaver's district and enjoy that farmer's market. There might even be some produce there from Commissioner Weaver's farm. We have the Sykesville Farmer's Market on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can find a variety of local sourced fruits and vegetables, herbs, honey, cakes, nuts, pork, beef, poultry, eggs, cheese, baked goods, all kinds of stuff. Even eccentric artisan booths with display of jewelry, home decor, and art pieces. That is a Main Street event. So you can go down in Sykesville starting on May 16th through October 24th. So that's every Sunday downtown Sykesville. That's down in Commissioner Rothstein's district. Please patronize the local downtown establishments when you go visit this event. They sincerely appreciate it. Also, more outdoor activities, which I absolutely love, Art in the Park. Carroll County Arts Council has partnered with the City of Westminster for 4 decades to present this annual outdoor festival that is held the first Saturday in June on the beautiful grounds of Westminster City Hall. This event features fine art and craft displays by regional artists. Bring the kids for a free craft activity and inspire artists of the future. A food court and live music will be there for everyone. It's a family-friendly outdoor event. Please get out there and enjoy this event. We also have the Westminster Beer and Barbecue Stroll June 19th. All kinds of things going on locally to get outside and enjoy yourself. So that's June 19th, and it'll be held at the City of Westminster Recreation Parks Department on 11 Longwell Avenue from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's an exciting event. If you like beer and you like eating barbecue, this would be a good event to go to. Always a big hit, so please get out there for that event. We also have summer youth employment opportunities are being sought with business partners. Carroll County Business Employment Resource Center, as we also call BERC, is seeking business partners to work with youth during the Summer Paid Work Experience Program. The program planning to employ 25 youth will begin June 8th and run for 6 weeks. Most of the summer program participants are high school age, 16 to 18. BERC offers career guidance and opportunities for youth to gain meaningful work experience outside with Carroll businesses while getting paid through the county, eliminating the financial risk for business partners. Participants will earn $11.75 an hour. The summer program provides a great opportunity for business mentors to introduce to young persons a possible career and help them gain self-worth. Fantastic event. And the planning department is seeking public input needed for their transportation master plan. To help address the updated transportation needs for Carroll County and its citizens and businesses, as well as provide a vision for future needs, planning began the task of creating the first ever countywide comprehensive transportation master plan. That's a mouthful. The goal of this plan originates with the 2014 Carroll County Master Plan, which states provide a safe and functional inter-county transportation system that promotes access and mobility for people and goods through a variety of transportation needs. There is a survey available on the department page's website for public comment until June 1st. Residents and workers are encouraged to share their thoughts on a number of transportation-related questions, and survey responses will help steer the direction of the updated upcoming transportation plan. So thank you, Director Eisenberg, for the information. We are very open to hearing from the public, decide where we can go in the future and what our planning needs are. So this is a prime opportunity for you to get involved with our transportation needs and our park trail program. So please take the opportunity to go on the county website and research and learn about this stuff and put your input into it. And I will wrap it up and say, as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to serve as your county commissioner. Thank you very much.